רבי יוסי חזן.
Good morning. This week's parsha begins Kifeite Levuchom Alevecho, the son of Hashem Dekecho, the Yodecho, the Shad Yisashivyoi. Everyone knows from the Narizal, the Kutit Teire, the Mokar Zezer Chodesh, that the Pasuk is referring to the month of Elul. The Oyev is the Eitzvara. When Fakert is brought in Sfarim from the Ramasayim Soifim, it's the Tadik, the Pilzer, B'Shem, the Rebbe Binyam of Pshitzcho, whose Yartzeit happens to be tomorrow, that the Pshat in the Pasuk, that is the Oyev, is the Eitzvara. The Drush, the Remez, is also referring to actual physical war, but it's Pshat in Pasuk. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kiseite l'avuchom alivecho, do'i Eitzvara, the Iker is through the koyach of Torah, and limud haTorah destroys the Yetzara. And then Verisa Bashivya Eishes Yefas Toyer, which refers to the Neshama HaKdosha, which is hostage, which is a POW amongst the Yetzara. Veveisel Teich Beisecho, Beisecho Yidu Tshuva. And Uvachsa, as Aviyah Vizimer, Yerach Yomim, which is the month of Elul. And then the Asa Sipornel, because all the Pagamim have to be taken away, right? And therefore, that, this is the simple Pshat and Pasuk. And I must tell you, Derach Agav, Mehai Taima, in all Gan Sidri Araisa, there's no other Parshan, all of Torah, which has more mitzvahs than Parshas Kiseitzit. The Chinuch reckons out there's 74 mitzvahs in this week's parsha. Why 74? I don't have a clue, but I do know there's a Magen Avraham in Tavkuf Samaches, Sivkot Yudalid, where he says those people have a minig in case of crises, emergencies, they fast 3 days and three nights consecutively. Aubrey brings from the Matan Moshe, the minig is that you add 2 more hours. So the fast should be Kaminyan Ayin Dalet, 74. So obviously 74 is very Choshuv. And the Siman of Shuvah Yisrael, Ad Hashem Lekar, Ayin Dalet. So Ayin Dalet must be a, some say this is the Tantik says, it's connected to the mitzvahs of the Parsha, or an Eidus of Achusi Yisbarach, whatever time you find. But because, as we'll soon discuss, the way that one destroys the Yitzhara is through Limur HaTorah. Therefore, there's no other parsha which one is kimekayim the mitzvah of limud haTorah to learn mitzvahs and kol oisik v'parsha v'Torah's oila etc. more than this week's parsha. And therefore, it's an incredibly, if you think about it, an incredibly optimistic, positive parsha where the Torah says all you got to do is kiseitze l'avulchama, you go out to battle against the Yetzara, and the Eibush gives you haftocha, Torah kdeisha, sonei Hashem neikecha v'yodecha. You will be successful. As you see later in the parsha, the pasuk says, Ki Hashem nekechem tzalach bekerev machanecha. Next words, La'atzilcha v'losis oivecha lefonecha. V'hoya machanecha kodesh. All the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, it's from Chesed Avraham, it's from Tefillah Tzadik, the Blue Shepherd, others, that La'atzilcha v'losis oivecha lefonecha is Rashi Tevis. Scramble, Elul. Right? V'hoya machanecha kodesh. Why is that? Why is Hashem Lechem Tzalach B'Kekutz month of El? And on the Pasuk, Dirshu Hashem B'Motzei K'ru'u B'Yosei Korev, says the Al Shech HaKadosh, the Pasuk is referring to the month of El, the days before Rosh Hashanah. K'moshel Yadu of the Alter Rebbe, that El is Melech Basoda, the king leaves the palace, and he wanders amongst the people, and he smiles, and it's a time to come close to the Rebbein Hashem. And you see, that the Mashkiach says that Meridik, Parshas Kiseitze is Gimatria 1501, which is Gimatria V'yekabes Nidachenu Me'arba Kanfezorz. Even a Yid who's a Nidach who's lost or blundered somewhere, whatever, Parshas Kiseitze is a time to come home. And therefore the Zohar HaKadosh notes every time in Torah HaKadosh, when it speaks about the Nara, it always is written Nun Ayin Reish Chosar Hei. The only exception is in this week's Parsha, person gets married, and he's a Moitzi Shemra, right? So what does the pasuk say? Be'onshu oisei me'akesef and nosnu la'vi hanara. And then subsequently, nara is written with a. Why the difference point here? Mashgiach says, who is Moiti Shemra on Knesset Yisrael? Yiddish Kinder. The Tamach Mem, the powers of evil, right? And therefore what happens? Only the Eibish, the Bechvede, the Atzling knows the Matnuinyos, the hidden treasures that are buried in every Yiddish heart, however Yid looks the Chitonis, however every Yid has a Havel, the Suteris, in the Bashefer, right? And at the moment, the Samach Mem is Ma'akiv, that you don't always see it begolim. Will come the time of the Geula, the Tikkun, right? Then we'll bring, the Eibish will bring the Samach Mem to a Mishpat, Yehoyti Shemra, of Sulas Yisrael. If an unchoy is the Meya Kesef, that's the Meya Kisuf and the love that he has in Tifin. And therefore he says, Meiridik, Kihoyti Shemra, of Sulas Yisrael, 2231 is Gimatria. Mashiach will come, will bring out the punishment of the Samach Mem, Giyoti Shemra. Giyoti Shemra is also Gimachi Machos Reini. And therefore, the month of Elul is the Hachona to the Tishri Asidim Ligoel, as the Gemara says. And will be in the Skala, that Kres Yisrael is the Efei Toyer, Luch Yofer, Chayosi, Mumum Einbach. That's an optimistic parsh. Therefore, Efei Toyer is Gimachi Yud Gimel Midr Shorach. In fact, it said all the Sfarim vision, the Abbas Yisrael, the visions says Lemilchama Aleivecha when the son of Hashem Alekecha Biyotecha is 936. No, anybody out there? Well, it's famous gematria is known to mankind. Got a whole sefer 936. 936, first of all, is 13 times Chesed. It's also, as the Abbas Yisrael says, the Moshe Rebbe says, that Vereisa B'Shivi is 936. By the way, how many days are there from Rosh Chodesh El, beginning of Aleph El, till Yom Kippur? Who's it? You can't count, man. 29 and 10 in my Cheshbon is 39. How many hours in a day? 24. How much is 24 times 39? Bingo, 936. 936 hours of tshuva, which 936 says that there is Yeshua, the Jikavar is Gimachia, Karen Schaefer, which is why we read it, right? And Imakoil, 937, which is Gimachia, amongst many other things, I'm not going through it. Derech tshuva. What's this idea of Derech tshuva? Connected to the days, the hours of El, what's happening? So every school child knows, and says in Kisvei Arizal, everywhere, that in El, when it's Mechavin, the Pasuk, in Yishai, Hanoisin Bayom, Derech. Yeah, El is called a derech. Whatever, I'm not even getting off on the reasons. Because there's a derech tshuva. And it says the pasuk, the derech tshuva, hereisim. By the way, the Tfilas Adik says, teitze lamulchom aleivech, es gimachi hanoisim bayom derech. Right? What does this mean? So if you're a Kabbalist, you will realize, where does tshuva come from? The pasuk says, ulevava yovin v'shava rofilei. So tshuva comes is a function of bino. What are the shemus in bino? Anybody out there? No, I'll get blanks here. First of all, it's the shema vayeh, the four miluim, which is the milu of bino sag 63. Hello, as in yud k vav k yud vav dalet k yud yeah vav. Yeah, you with me? Hello. Chachma 72, bino 63. Hello. And the second shame in Bina is Eke. What is Eke Aleph K Yud K Bimilui? 161. How much is 161 and 63? Guys, wake me, believe your life. 224, which is Gematria Derech. Hello? You may remember, even in my shul, everybody knows. Remember Moses was by the burning bush, and he said, if I'll ask the children of Israel, what's your name? Yeah, hello? Who's sending me? So what does the Hebrew say? Ek asher ek. Remember, ek asher chani alechem. And then right afterwards, the next pasuk, he said, Havaya likei. Remember? So the Hebrew uses there the shame Havaya and the shame. Why? Why these two names? Pashut, because Yidin are nemteshari tumme, etc. How do you get out from this halalo oivdei by dezora situation? Through tshuva. Tshuva is from bina. Bina is the idea of these two shemus, which is the union of derech, right? By the way, how do you know that El is connected to bina? I'm pulling your leg. Hello. L of Gematria, Bino. At the bit, it's also a famous season. Hello? And Bino is connected to the Sushemis. So that is the idea that Rizal tells us. Hanoisin Bayom Derech, hello. What is the Yam? You don't got to be a genius. It's a Pasuk and Til, if I'm not mistaken, right? Lulei Hashem Shehoelon Bekum Le'on Avechayim Ble'un Le'on Arei Avar Namshen Hamayim HaZeidoinim. Hello? There's a terrible tempest. There's a storm, right? By the way, there's a famous Rebbein B'chayel, the Shalach Kodesh, that's very similar, between the Charedim. A person has to live his life as if he's swimming in an ocean. And there's a tempest, there's a storm. And if you, what do you do when you swim? You have to put your head up, and you have to make sure you don't swallow any of the Mayim HaZeidoinim. That's why, by the way, the name for Olam Hazeh is called, the Hanhoga of Olam Hazeh is called Teva. Why Teva? Miloshin Tuvu B'yamzu. There are many people who don't make it out of the sea. They get swallowed up. They get drowned in the sea. In the Yam HaSoyer. In the Mayim HaZeidoinim. The purpose of Yid, Hanuiz and El, Tshuva, Bina, is that Hanuizin Bayom Derech, that a person should be able to find a way, whatever. Hello? You may remember, by the way, what is the end of the first capital of Tillim of David HaMelech? What? Ki yodei Hashem derech tzadikim v'derech rishayim. Two drachim. Because derech could be the derech of tshuva. And there's the same Arizal says in the Kutei Torah, in the same pasuk in Yeshaya, there's a derech of the opposite. As it says in the pasuk in Mishlei, derech nochosh aleitzur. The derech of a snake, of a serpent, is on the rock. You know, and that's what people's lives are, what they call in English, on the rocks, right? And that's alluding to the Nachash HaKadmoni, which caused the downfall of mankind. And the whole, by the way, who is David HaMelech? The Gilgal of Adam Rishon. And therefore, how does he begin Sefer Tillim? Ashrei Ish, Ashrei Holach Patas Rishon, says the Medrash in Shechar Toiv, Ashrei Ish, says Adam Rishon, Ashreini. It would have been in my favor if I wouldn't have sinned, if I wouldn't have listened to the Nachash. At least I didn't sit with the scoffers and mockers. He did tshuva afterwards. And therefore, David HaMelech begins with his Gilgul, the previous Gilgul. Because David ben Yishai, Nun Geber, Hukim Ol, Hukim tshuva, as Chazal say. And therefore, just B'derech HaKdom, I don't remember really what we're talking about at the beginning of the parasha this week. But the whole Sefer Tillim is filled with the word Derech. I don't know. Derech pekudecha avineni vatich vatecha. Hareini Hashem derech hukecha. Vetzrenu ekev. I'll keep it in the ekev of Bia, which is El. Derech amunah b'charti. Derech vatzvisecha oret, etc. Unfaker, David HaMelech says over and over. Derech sheker hosam imeni b'zeroth v'chaneni. Or yisyatzif al derech loitoiv. Rala Yimus. Numerous psukim in Tehillim allude to this derech of tzadikim, a derech of kedusha, which is the derech of tshuva. And there's Faket staying away from the Derech of Rishoyim. This, by the way, is alluded to in the famous Gemara in Brachas. Kishachalur Rabbi Yechirim Bezakai. Remember, the Talmidim went in the Vakari, and they said to him, Amad Yamini Patash, Ne Yisrael, Amad Yamini Patash Chosuk, Neymata, boy, you're crying. And Rabbi Yechirim Bezakai tells them, Ilu Lithne Melech Basav, it's like so eldic. Ilu Lithne Melech Basav, Vadavim Lichamais, Yoyim Bekanam Achim Bekever. Shim koyas alai is en kasekas oilam. Vim yisrani en yisuri yisur oilam. Vim yisrani en yisur oilam. Van yocho v'fayisei b'dvar v'chachli b'momi. Afol piken yisi b'yuche. Achshov shem alichin oisli z'melo b'achom b'achom b'chom 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 b'chom. And I've any idea about is a derech melichin oisi. Hello? This Gemara is like, you think about El the whole time, right? So that is El. There's two drachim, and a person doesn't know, but is a derech melichin oisi. The same idea of derech, just derech agab, the kitzur nimrit. You have an avodah Yisrael from the Kodesh, or Magid. in Likutim. The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, you all know the Mishnah. Hamahalech, Baderech, next word, Vishay. Person's walking on the way and he's learning. And he's Masik mi Mishnoso, etc. And he says, Manoah Ilon Zeh, etc. Harizem is Chayyab ben Nafsh. What's going on with this guy? Says the Kodesh Samagid, you're talking about in the month of El. And a person is Hoylech, Baderech, Hanoizem Yom Derech. And he's shining, he's learning Torah, because the whole idea of El is Mechumim Kenegad Mitzvah Limud HaTorah. And then he's Mafsik Mi Mishnasoi. What happens here? He says, Mano Ilon Zem. You know, this tshuva business is very, very hard. I'm getting like, I can't sleep at night, so I'm like a bit whatever. Before I started fasting, before I started saying Tillim all night, whatever, I was like this beautiful guy, looked in the mirror, and now I feel Fashvarz, I feel like Chomish Kenkirchus. So you're mafsik mi mishnasa, you're mahalik baderech, you're mafsik mi mishnasa. And you start worrying about whatever, harizem is chayyib nafsh. You're guilty, you're like, yeah. He also said somewhere else, we had 2 weeks ago, Parashat Re'eh, what did the pasuk say? Ki yichak mimcha haderech, lo yisuchel se'esoy, right? The derech of tshuva, it's so hard. I did so many aveiros. I got a peckle. Like what? What am I going to do with it? What do you do? What? Kiyecha demicha amokim. Yeah. How does it start? Liyur balkayr. No. Kiyur mecha derech. Leisuchol se'esve. Kiyur. I'm reading you the pasuk. Yud dalit chavdal. Kiyur mecha haderech. Leisuchol se'esve. Kiyecha mecha amokim. Meshiv Hashem alikech alos meshmeshom. Kivrech Hashem alikech. Right. Hello? Am I right or wrong? Yeah, right. What are you talking about? So he says, Sardis the Market says, we're referring to a person has to do tshuva. And he realizes the derech is very far. The derech tshuva is like, but my peklach, it's too heavy, it's too complicated. At least a person, betzarto akesef yodecha, has to take the gisufim, the love, the desire to alkoponim, have a desire, or a desire to do something about it, right? You with me? Yeah? All I'm pointing out is the idea of derech, right, is connected to tshuva. Right? And therefore, mahalich ba derech. And he realized, right? And he's trying to be Isik in Torah, because he knows El is Rosh HaTevis, and Ila Doidi, V'Doidi Li. What's the next word in that pasuk in Shir HaShirim? Haroya B'Shoshanim. Yeah? And Chazal Tait, Al Tikur Shoshanim, Elo Sheshoinim. El is a time to learn Torah, right? And he's Masik, Mimishnosai, to whatever, to look, to go to Wales, to see how the daffodils are growing, whatever. Is therefore Hariza, etc., etc. Yeah? Al Koponim, the Gael in your name, what does Derech mean? On one hand, Pshat, according to the Rizal, is a Derech of Tshuv. But in all the Psukim I just quoted, Reini Hashem Derech Ukech, etc., Derech Mitzlecha Oruz, or the Pasuk says, Ashrei Smimei Dorach. Next words, Aholchim B'Terdes Hashem. So I see derech is interchangeably used either to signify tshuva or to signify limud haTorah. There's no coincidence. It must be that the derech of tshuva and what we call here the Torah way, derech haTorah, is really one and the same. How do I know? Because I mentioned the Zohar Chodesh in the beginning, where it said, Kiseitze l'avachom aleivecha, refers to limud haTorah, which through that a person is menatzeach over the Yetzora. And with this I understand beautifully, that's what I said, I can every shear for the last month, right? That who was the one who fought battles, side with the Samach Mem, side with Esau, in order to be given back the month of El, Yankov Avinu. Remember we discussed, hello? I said this like 100 times. Yeah? Why Yankov Avinu was the one who secured the avoid of El for Klal Yisrael? Because Yankov is the Ishtam, Yeshiv HaOlim, and it's Dafkin, the Schutz of Torah, that, how do I know that Yankov is called Derech? There is a pos, the pos is Vashem, Hoyle Chodeh, and Yoimim, Ba'amud Onon, and Choyzim Derech, Ad Derech. says the Zohar HaKadosh, L'chosam ha-derech do yankiv d'chsiv bei b'yankiv halach l'darkoi. Derech, stam derech, is called yankiv, yankiv halach l'darkoi. So Yaakov refers to Torah, and therefore Yaakov also refers to Shulam. How do I know? Because Yaakov is the one who davened, Yimili kimi maldi, Ushmani v'derech l'derech l'hoile, but hello, Ushmani, let's repeat that again. Ushmani, v'derech asher l'hoilech, v'shafti v'shalom, v'beis ovi, and with that I'll be able to come back home, so to speak, with the tshuva shlema to the Rabbeinu Shem. That's all an introduction. So derech refers to tshuva, derech refers to Torah. There's a big hadgosha in Sforim, and we can talk about what, a lot of Ramosim in the parasha, where Kiseitzel Mocham Alivecha is referring to Haravanya in Torah. And that is a connected inextricably to the idea of tshuva. Where do I see this? I want to speak about the end of the parasha. You're speaking about going after war against your enemies, right? And the last few psukim of the parasha, the maftir, is all about Amalek, right? Remember, Zohar, Azal HaMolek, B'derech, B'teischem, B'tzrayim, Asher Korcha, B'derech. Here also, you don't got to be a rocket. Twice the Torah repeats, Derech, Derech. L'maynaf gemine, if Amalek is fighting you against the Derech, right, or when you're on vacation, or why the Torah madgish twice, actually, but derech? So the Karen Yeshua from the Blue River, the son of the Sefila Tzaddik, he says, oh, hu asher diban asher korcho but derech. What is the avoid of Amolech to what's the word in English? To cool down a yid from the derech of tshuva. Asher alkin, whom does Amolek fight against? By the way, Amolek fights against Rosh Hashanah also. How do I know? Because I saw somewhere, I can't remember where at the moment. Oh, and the Majlis is there, Nisa Brocha. Ba'kesel Yom Chageinu, which refers to which festival? Hello? Rosh Hashanah. Ba'kesel Yom Chageinu, Gimatria 240, which is Gimatria? Amolek. So Amolek is the Zelu Umazeh of Elul and Rosh Hashanah, because inextricably linked, as we explained. Yes? So whom does Amalek come to fight against? Baderech. Vayizone v'cha kol ha-necheshalim. Who's the necheshalim? Chazal say it, Tanchum Rashi brings, Tagam Yonison, Barichus, this is Shevet Don, Shepol Tosson ha-onon, because they worship over the Zohar. Shelos l'shayel, if you're the Yitzhara, you're Amalek, why are you fighting with the schleppers, the guys at the end of the queue? Hello? Stop with the tzaddikim, fight against the holy people. What? What is Amalek telling you? You're from Shevet Don, Poltosana Onlan, you're the guys at the back, whatever. You're hopeless. Yush, forget it. You're gone. You're a goner. Because you cannot do tshuva. The whole milchomash of Amalek is Asher Korcha Baderech. And therefore, he took the Mila and Zorkim Klapei Maila, because Mila is in Yinab Tshuva, Mol Hashem Lekechav Levavcha, etc. Now one has to look into two things. First of all, is the famous question of the Al Shech HaKadosh, in Parashat B'Shalach. I'll read you the Loshon, the Amir de Al Shech. The Oy Kushi Atzuma, Oy Al Shech, you know, Al Shech always has 25 kashas, right? Is the most difficult of all the kashas regarding Amalek. If the Eibishter wants to eradicate, to bump up, to obliterate Amalek, we got to remember in every generation what Amalek tried to do, etc., etc. Amalek is a dead dog. Why can't the Eibishter just bump him off? Right? He's like a garnish, right? Shebherif ayin levarenu kashivara goala tumi. Below yisharenu ledur dur. Why does the Eibishter keep this Amalek Russia hanging around from generation to generation? Huh? Question number one. Question number two, the Torah's Chaim of the Kosovar. Let's go to the Pasuk. V'hoyo v'haniach Hashem alikecho l'cho v'kol oivecho misoviv. When the Eibishter will make you have peace and serenity and tranquility. You vanquished all your enemies. Now, Timcha Zecher Amalek. why isn't Amalek nichel in the Mikol Eivecha Mizav? Hello? If you must have had Tchusim, you bumped off all the Sheva Umas. So why didn't you bump off Amalek at the same time? Why? Oh yeah, but there's something different about Amalek than all the other Eivecha Mizav. What is it? So by Emes, there are two Mahalchim here. Look at me, Bekitzer Nimes. I'm not going to say one is, there's a famous classical Alshach. Pasuk says in Shira, Sus v'roichvoi, Rama v'yom. So Chazal darshin, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mapil umo lemato, at you mapil t'chile esar shalom milmai. Right? I think it's Sukkim from Yishaya. The Eibusha does not destroy a nation down here until he first obliterates the opposing Sar Lamayla. Right? By the way, that's the reason it says by the when the Mitzrayim running after pursuing the Jews got very, very scared and they come to Moshe and Bibli and Kforim the Mitzrayim. What happened? Because the Eibishter at that point already obliterated the Sar Shal Mitzrayim and he turned them into the Sar of the Mason. When you have the Sar of Mason, i.e., like the Malach HaMavis, running after you and you see it, you get a bit hyper, a bit scared. Hello? Bibli and Kforim the Mitzrayim. Now, so the Alshach is now Megala, Givaldige Chiddush. Who is the Sar Lamaila of Amalek? The Samach Memalim.
Yeah.
Or to put it in Gemara terminology, who Hayetzahara, who assaulted Umalachamov. And since they can't destroy a nation down here unless your Meicha is Sar Lamaila, so Kol's man, Yidin are into Averis, into negativity, so they're machzik the Sar of Amalek, and therefore you can't destroy him down here. Right? When you are do your bit in getting rid of Amalek down here, then the Abish could destroy his Sar Lamaila, and then you could, the Abish will finish off the job, and yeah. And Chadal say, since it's the Shairish of all evil is Amalek, Samach Mem, right? When you get rid of Avodah Zorah, Zorach L'Sharish Achara, you got to get rid of him root and branch, not just externally. And therefore, Chazal say, a Yitzri Shal Adam Misgabel of Achol Yoim, Vil Molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozroi, you can't lay a Yacholet. So in order to really destroy the Samach Mem, you need the Eibish Yisyat HaDishmayim, right? But where do you start from? You got it. The general principle, the Yismach Moshe says. It's a general principle in life. What is the shear? How far do you got to go that a person has to fight his Yetzirah? So the Yismach Moshe brings some Kadmoyim. It's like a Musar. The Gemara says that. So Yisrael says the klal is azoi. Anything that a human being could do with his own koiches, then the Eibusha doesn't help you. It gives you siyat d'shmei a bit, but at the end of the day, that depends on you. We have a principle that avik u'chirbichu nisul magona. The Eibusha does not make supernatural, miraculous interventions in something which is attainable through human endeavor. So that which you can do to destroy the Yetzirah, to destroy the Tzemach Mem, to destroy Amalek, you got to do. When you come to a point that you can't do any further, the Nisyonis are L'mayla, you can't fight anymore, then, right, Ein Adam Yochaloi, then the Eibishter comes with his Siyat D'Shmayim. And that's how Chazal Taich, one pasuk says, Ki Mochoi Emcha Ezecha Amalek. The other pastor says, Kimcha Zecha Amalek. Okay, Tzad. Hello. By the way, in case you noticed, the Choyvat Haritzvi bring the shame of the Rav Shitzer. Emcha, Mochi, Timcha, Gimachia, Emes. So the Emes have Mechias Amalek, right? Because Emes, Kush the Koi and Shikr Loikoi, right? How do you destroy Amalek? You got to do Mimat, Milamata, Chazal say, and the Abish will give you Siat and Ishmaya. Milmail. Now, okay, that's yeah. You're right. You're looking up the suplex. So everybody got to do what they got to do for Amalek, and then the Eibishter will finish off and bump him up. How did he destroy Amalek? What is the Sheirish of Amalek? When did Amalek come to fight against Eden? Where? Let's start there. Rafin. Why Rafin? Chazal says, Rashi brings, Sherafu Yudeyem Midivrei Feirin. Because Geula only comes, by the way, everyone knows the famous Rechaim HaKadosh, Moshe is Ma Shehoye Hushi, Rashi Tevis, hello? And therefore, Moshe is Goel Rishon, Moshe is Goel Achron, the Neshama of Mashiach will be a Tzidur from the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu and Dabra Melech. And therefore, there can't be a Geula until Yidin Horev in Torah, because Ein Moshe Chofetz Ligal Batlonim in HaTorah. Moshe is more of the Torah. He doesn't want to come and redeem, because Geula is Goal Vovke, which is Torah Mitzvah, right? Moshe does not want to come and redeem a generation that are this battle from Torah. Right? So Geula comes in the schus of Torah. Geula comes when you bump up Amalek, when the Vovke is the Shem Hashem initial, as Rashi says. What is the klipa of Amalek? Says Rib Shimshin Asr Polmer, Shem Yinkam Domov, that is the Balaturim, the Chumash. The Pasuk says in Parashat B'Shalach, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Ksoiv Zois Zikorein Basefer, let's start at the beginning. V'simele, Shua Kimoch Eilu Nehormayim, right? Zikorein Basefer V'sim Ba'oznei, huh? Ksoiv Zois Zikorin Zayin. Basefer, Vesim, Beozney. Zvuv. What do you know about a Zvuv? A Nudnik. A Nudnik. More. Hello? Okay, so first of all, once the Alshach said, hello, that Amalek is the Yetzirah of the Samach Mem, whatever, yeah? So then you remind yourself of the Gemara Brachot of Samach Aleph, where the Gemara says, Omer Rav, Yetzirah Doim Elizvuv, Ve'ev Yoshe Ben Shtei Maftech Elim, between the two ventricles of the heart. Right? Because that is the Yetzirah. Right? So it's a Zvuv. We'll talk about it. One thing. How are you Mevatel this Zvuv? Right? The Pasuk Gufa says, Ksoiv Zois Zikorin Basefer, Vesim Ba'ozni Yeshua. You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. First part of the Pasuk, Ksoiv Zois Zikorin Basefer, Teirah Shabbat, Ksap. Vesim Ba'ozni Yeshua, Moshe Kibol Teirah, Vesinei Mosar El Yeshua, right? Teirah Shal Peh. Is Dafka through the Koyach of Teirah, one is what? One is Mevatel, this Zvuv. In other words, there's a zvuv in your heart, which doesn't allow your ventricles, the two psichelev to open. The whole idea of Torah, we say always, who yiftach li bein b'seirah say, psach li b'seirah secha, right? The koyach of zvuv, of Torah, is to open one heart, where it gets rid of the zvuv. Al kolpanim, this is one mahalach, the alshich. Why is it so difficult to get rid of Amalek? Because it's getting rid of not just a particular midah, etc., which you could do. You could destroy any one of the seven Umas Olam, whatever that stands for. Or to bump off the Samach Mem Alein, the Yitzhara, etc., etc. That is a big ask. But meanwhile, the Eden are feeding, nourishing the Sarlam Ma'ilav, right? And therefore, it's taking a long, long time. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach, which the Teres Chaim from Chaim Kosover actually says it deeper. If you remember last week in passing, I didn't tell the Chaim, when I wrote up the Shir, I had pages on it. There's a famous word of the Baal Shem Tov I mentioned, Shoychit Mishumah Mechayiv. Right? Why is the Shoychit on Shabbos? Why is he Chayiv? Because of, Rav says, because of Soyveya. Shechet Alma. So the Svarim HaKadoshim say this refers to the who shechts people, the Sultan, the Yitzhara, and Samach Mem. Yeah, and therefore the Gemara says in Sukkot and Beis, the Asid Lavid Eivishto will meet the connected Mida Shech the Yitzhara. Why is he guilty? L'churid the Eivishto created a Yitzhara. That's his task. There wouldn't be Yitzhara, right? There wouldn't be Bechira Chavshah. There wouldn't be any purpose or value in any of the Torah mitzvahs you keep. So the Gemara says, because of Tzedek. If the Yetzer, there's two types of Yetzer horrors. This is the principle. If the Yetzer Hara would tell you, do an Aveir, it's very geschmack. It's better than the mitzvah. I recommend it, highly recommend it. Right? Okay, it's one type of Yetzer. But, as we said last week, everyone will laugh him out of court. Right? Which Mishigan is going to listen to be buried in Malchus, Suzi, his Baruch, for a fleeting time. Right? So when did the Yetzer Hara come and said to Baal Shem Tov, he is Tzedeya. He turns the Aveiris into mitzvahs, the mitzvahs into... He turns up mitzvahs into Averis, and Averis into mitzvahs, and Adrei Takam. Right? That is, who is the Zayda of Amalek? Esav, and that's the Chazer, who's marital Fayim, I am kosher, etc., etc. That's Pshat, by the way, such a simple Pshat in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, in Poga B'chom Anuvel Zeh, Moshchei L'Bes Medrash, right? Why does Torah have the Koyach to fight against the Torah, right? Because the he's telling you the mitzvahs and aver, go to Bis Medrash, take out a Shulchan Aruch, take out a Rambam, and figure out what's, is it a mitzvah or an aver? There's a famous verse from the Agur Tekala, from the Meisof, which I quote all the time, David HaMelech, again, he says, the David Shomer Nafshi Ki Chosoni, he says, Kozman, you're a Yekka, and everything you work is Shulchan Aruch. Simple guy, right? Straightforward. You don't have a very difficult life. You want to know it's also the mutter, take out a Shulchan Aruch. But what if you do your chassid and you do everything with nim, mishur sadin? So the guy can tiny well, the Chafetz Chaim says azoi, or ich ben akanoi. I work l'may limited. I'm a chassid. I go like whatever. And therefore the David Shomer not, I need an extra shmira because I am a chassid. That's what David HaMelech says. Until Esa Einei al Horim. May Ayin Yovei Ezri. What do you mean by Ayin Yovei Ezri? Because I need extra protection. By the way, this ends a hundred different things. You remember the Gemara, where the Gemara says, how do you fight against the Ezra? Barossi Ezra, Barossi Torah Tavlin. In Pogo B'chom Anuvel Zeh, Mashkei L'Beis Medrash. Elsewhere the Gemara says, just you say to Chom, Avedecho, Tzonei Hashem Likech B'necho, Il Molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei. So is it the Torah that can protect you from the Yetzer or the Eibush Torah Chodei Vatsa? Hello. So the Velt said it depends on what kind of Yetzer. Like the famous Shem Yishmul, with his father, when Yankel Avinu was Mis'abdik with the Samach Mem, what did he look like? Two opinions in Gemara, Ke Goy Din Malay, or Ke Tamil Chacham Din Malay. The Yetzer Hara of a goy, shake it, you know, live a life, eat a cheeseburger for £1.99. That's one Yetzer. There's another Yetzer Hara, like Tamil Chacham, when I got to London, he proves his point, right? When it comes Yitzri shall Adam, when it comes to the Yetzer Hara of Kigoy Nid Malay, that's relatively simple, right? You just bump him off. When it's Tamil Chacham Nid Malay, right? Then you need Siyata Dishmaya because you could go to Riyakam. Remember the Gemara says, Las Lovei, the Abish will gather everybody and he'll bring the Yitzhara to Shecht. Tzadikim will say, Is Nidbelem ke Har? For Rishoyim, Is Nidbelem Kesai? What is it? The Rishoyim who ate the cheeseburger, hello? Kesai Rishoy to Eino. For what? What do you gain? What do you lose? Or but Tamil Chacham realized this Yetzer Hara is against London, because he's a chosid, and he's like, that's not called a godol michaveiroi. It's for godol, right? You with me? That is much more difficult. And that there's a difference between what the Gemara says, Barossi lo Yetzer Hara, Barossi Torah Talmud. I created the Yetzer Hara, the Abish to create it is. Tayre the Talmud, just learning, open up a Shulchan Aruch. Aber Yitzri Shel Adam, that Yetzer Hara of Ketamel Chacham Nid Malay, right? That was, came upon man through the Chet Adam Rishon. The Nachash came with a Lomdis, with a L'Shem Shemayim, etc., etc. That is much more, you can speak about this for hours. But the bottom line is, Tzadis Haris Chaim, you remember there was a fellow called Shol HaMelech? Yeah? And Shmuel comes to him and says, now the time has come. That's fair for Parshas Zohar, right? Go and destroy Amalek. And then what happens? He comes to know you did the deed. Baruch Hashem, Moishvi is Baruch Hashem. So Shmuel said, "Umakol atzoyim boz." Now, what is it, right? Yeah. So he says, "Me'amilekim hiviu mashachom la'amal meitav atzoyim ba'bokar l'man zvoyach l'Hashem l'yach." What happened here? The klipa of Amalek came into Shul, and Amalek is this guy who is what? It turns everything, every aveira into a mitzvah, and a mitzvah into aveira. And that's why, oh, I have the same Shemayim, I kept the tzoyim. Oh, but the Navi told you destroy them. Be sure about that completely. That gufa, that's a symbol, that gufa is the klipa of Amalek. By the way, the Pinchas Friedman says, Shmuel Pinchas, that's why there's the mitzvah of Zohar is a Amalek, dafka on Shabbos. The Luchos Sharim famously said, because Shabbos, there's Siyata Deshmaya, because Shabbos is Das, right? Man Yehidu, there's a, right? Das Shabbos gives a person Das, which is the opposite of Amalek. Why is that? Because Das is the Indian of what? Havdolah. Why do we say Havdolah on Mitzvah Shabbos? In the Bracha Atachuinin? Because it means Das Havdolah Minayim. To be able, where else do you have this way? Where's the Yontif of Das in the Torah? By Sukkot. The famous board. The Vyaga Yankee brings from his father, because Habayis also married the Gavort. It says, Vasukkotia lemachse tzel yoimon, lemachse mi zerem umi motor. What's it mean, zerem umi motor? How many mitzvahs I say are there in the Ramach mitzvahs I say? Ramach, very good. You get in there, right? But the Yetzer Hara comes and tells you the Aveir is a mitzvah and the mitzvah is an Aveir. So either bumps off a mitzvah, I say, or adds a mitzvah. But if you have das, you sit in the sukkah, my yehidu there is echem, you with me? So therefore it becomes that you won't be farblonji, you won't make from ramach, knock off one and get zerim, reish from zayin, or matar, you're adding another one. Because that's what Amalek does. Amalek is, why is Amalek called Amalek? Miloshem u'kol, it's krum. Who is the opposite of, which by the way, Sukkot is the, which one of the three others is Sukkot? Yankiv. Man yeidu derezeichem. Al derech Shabbos is nachlu b'mesorah nachlu yankiv levicha. Das is the idea of Yankiv, which is the clarity, the opposite of Sheker. How do you know, by the way, that Amalek is connected to Sheker? I'm not asking you for Kisvei Arizal, I'm asking you for Chumash Rashi. Bingo. Rashi says, now what is the smichas of Parshis? Why does Amalek come right after? Mamish straight after Mishkolis. You don't mess up the scales. So Rashi says, it's Tanchuma, because im shakarta the midos of Mishkolis have been doing migirei oyv. Because the pasuk says, Mosnei mirma tehavas Hashem, and then it says next pasuk, bozodin bayov ekolim. Why is that? Because Amalek, Esav, is Sheker. Chazal say, why is it called Esav? Hoshov, Shebarosi, Boilomi. Amalek is Krum. What's the other name for Yaakov Avinu? Yisrael or Yeshur? Both of them, which means the opposite, literally, the opposite of the Aklokoin, the Krumkoin, the crookedness of Amalek is the Yashrus of Avinu. By the way, in Zohar HaKadosh it says Emes, and then the Sheker. Where does Sheker come from? Three letters, Shin, Kuf, Resh. Shin is always a holy letter. Shin is a good letter. Which are the Krum letters in Sheker? Where's the Falschkeit in the Sheker? In the Kuf and the Resh. Right? That's why by Amalek it says Asher, Korchav, the Kuf and the Kuf. So the Arizal explains, where does the Kuf and the Resh of Sheker come from? Because it says in the pasuk, it's a myriad of word. It says in the pasuk, Hasoda Asher Berach Hashem. Kareach Hasoda Berach Hashem. Soda is what, right? Shin Dalet Hey. What does Amalek do? It takes the koitz from the Dalet. I said 100 times. Acher Echad. Hello, yeah, 196. Yeah, remember koitz? Yeah. You take the koitz off the dalet, so instead of a dalet, you get a resh. What do you do with this koitz that Amalek has in his hand? Bingo! You put it in the, very good. You put it in the left side of the hay, So instead of a hey, you now got a kuf. So you got the kuf and the resh instead of the dalet and the hey from the word sada. You with me? By the way, if you take the letter dalet, dalet lamet tof is 434, plus hey, which is 6. Imakoil, what do you got? 4, 4, which is gematria. What's the first gematria you think of when you say 4, 4, 1? Just write it out. MS. There's MS. And because Amalek manipulates the whatever, yeah? Therefore you have what? Sheker. Who therefore is the opposite of the Shav, Prabhupada by Lama Yankee, it's called Ishtam, etc., etc., etc. So the word is when you are dealing with the Krunkite of Amalek, who's turning everything upside down, for that you need, it's not enough that you mochetim. You got to do what you got to do. You got to horavin toir. And toir is kushta and kushtakoi and shikolekoi. Once you do your mochetimcha, the Eibush will do his emcha, Rashi Tevis, as I said before, from the Rapshazer, emcha, mochetimcha is gimachia, emes. Therefore, now I go back to where I started with the Zayar Chodesh, that the Eibushter, Kiseite la Melchoma, Alevecha, which is against it. How do you fight Amal? How do you fight whatever? Dafka through Liman HaTorah. Through Liman HaTorah, one gets, there's actually a Zayar Chodesh which says, a Raisa Medea, the Torah tells its patrons, it's those who, what they got to do. And you come to an endless in life, and then the Eibushter comes to the Siyat, the Shmaya, the Shavisa, Shivyoi, the Shavisa, Oisius, Tshuva, you don't got to be a genie, Gmatshu, Tshuva. And then we're all granted with the Ksiva, the Chassid, the Teva, the Shana, the Teva, the Suh. Oh, you are beautiful.